Blog Talk Radio.
Everything that happened to me, I can't speak for you, but I can say everything that happened to me that was good. This is the time to get your dance on. You can dance on out the door.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, everything that
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. This is your sister, the Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman. And it truly blesses my soul to be here with you on tonight to welcome you to All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, tonight's topic will be Prospering God's Way. So my brothers and sisters, get something to write with and to write on, and please retrieve your Bible and prepare to hear a word from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I praise God for being on the broadcast this evening. I didn't have to be on tonight, but I'm on because I want to give God the praise and the glory and the honor is His. Praise God. I thank God today for a life in Christ Jesus. I thank Him for life because He gave His Son that we might have life and that more abundantly. So I thank Him today for life. And I want you to know that He doesn't want us to just exist, but He wants us to really live. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that tonight and share some scriptures with you. And then next time we meet, we're going to talk about get a little more in depth about living a prosperous life, because we can in Christ Jesus. All right. Let's have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come to You tonight humbly before You, knowing who You are and knowing what You came to do. And we thank You tonight. We thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy, Your love. Father God, I pray that You would word my mouth, that You would give me what You would want me to share to Your audience tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In whatever words You give me to speak and the scriptures that You give me to share.
Yes, Jesus.
And I thank You for it. Holy Spirit, I'm depending on You.
Yes.
And Your anointing power. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
All right. Well, how many want to prosper?
Everybody, come on.
Thank you. Thank you. And that is true. We all want to prosper, but we want to prosper God's way.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to mention, you know, when we first come to know Christ Jesus, you know, we accept Him in our heart. We open up our hearts to Him. We forgive. We ask God to forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness, that we can live with Him, that He can live in us, we live in Him, that we can live for Him. And as we live for Him, as we live for God, we're going to have a relationship with Him. The more we get to know a person, the better our relationship becomes with them. And so that's His purpose, is that we know Him, that we know Him, that we know Him in the pardoning of our sins, and that we know about Him. Not just about Him, but that we really know Him, that we know who He is, that we know what He did for us. He bled, died on Calvary for our sakes so that we could live a life without sin. You know, when Jesus came to this earth, and he died, God. He did pick his life back up. Amen. He didn't stay dead. So we serve a living God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so as we get to know him, after we have accepted him, we learn to know him by studying his word, by going to Bible study, by finding ourselves, you know, under a leader that is a true leader. And what I mean by that is one that believes in the Holy Bible, one that lives by it, one that walks upright, one that teaches others to do the same, one that patterns themselves after Christ, one that follows Christ, and one that walks in obedience, because we all must walk in obedience. If we want to prosper, we must obey God. There are many scriptures in the Bible that lets us know that obedience is better for us. It's better than sacrifice, and we all need to sacrifice sometimes. But we must obey God. We must do what he tells us to do. And, you know, in order to know how to prosper, we need to get into the Word of God and to really know what the Scriptures say. If we don't know what the Scriptures say, how are we going to prosper? Because we're not going to know what God's will is for us. We're not going to know plans are, and he has plans for each and every one of us. He said he plans to prosper us and not harm us. So God has a calling on everyone's life. There is something that God wants each one of us to do. You are each unique in your own calling, whatever that might be, whatever your calling is, whatever God is prompting you to do. As long as we follow him in his word, trusting God, being obedient, learning more about him, learning to do good and not evil, putting aside all those things that hold us back, all those things that get in the way, the things of the world, we have to put those things aside and focus on God himself. All right, so I just wanted to give you that much information for now. I'm going to share some of the scriptures with you that I have for tonight, and one of them is Matthew 6:33. Matthew's the sixth chapter, for those that are writing them down, and the 33rd verse. And it says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Amen. So we must seek after God first. God should always come first above anything else. Our spouse, our families, ourselves, and in anything, God must be first in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness, because, you know, most of us, before we got saved and some after we got saved, decided to continue to walk in our own righteousness. Our righteousness won't get us anywhere. So we must seek that from God. We must walk in his righteousness, in his ways. Hallelujah, the way that he leads us. Praise God. All right, and I want to also share a little bit about I'm going to go to Joshua, the first chapter, verses 9, because, you know, we want to be successful also. And being prosperous, you're going to be successful. So let's go to Joshua 1 and 8. Bear with me just a second. We're getting there. My eyes are focusing better today. Thank God. Okay. Joshua 1 and 8. Let's look at what it says. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good success. We all want good success, right? Because many times people become successful in this world, but it's not always by good success. You know, sometimes people gain success through many ways. Sometimes it's crooked ways. You know, it's things that are not God's will. And they become successful. And that means like having whatever they want, being lavished with riches, you know, all kinds of cars, you know, just a multitude of stuff, and which actually become idols to us if we're not gaining our success in the right way and through God. So we have to be careful with that. Yes, God wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. God wants us to be in good health. God wants us to be in our right minds. You know, and I've been really focusing on that today. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. That's a blessing in itself. I thank God that I'm healthy. I thank God that when I'm afflicted, that I am healed. I praise God that he has given me not just the right mind, but he's given me power, love, power and love. And my mind is where it's supposed to be. Amen. Focus on God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we have to be careful about wanting to gain success and to be prosperous, because if we do it God's way, it's going to work. If we do it God's way, we're going to always have it. And, you know, some things we have to wait for in life. You know, I'm still waiting for some things. Others I know are still waiting for some things to happen. But you know what? By knowing God and knowing who he is and walking upright before him and trusting in him, we know it's going to come to pass. Whatever God promises is yea and amen. God does not lie. He cannot lie. So, you know, it's good to know the truth. And the truth comes from God himself, because he is a God of truth. So, I just wanted to share that. We can depend on God when we're trusting him, when we're walking with him, when we're living for him, studying his word on a daily basis. We can count on being blessed by him. All right. And I'm going to go to let's go to Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. Everybody knows that one. The 23rd Psalm, we're going to hit on a few of those scriptures. Okay, the very first one, the 23rd Psalm, the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Means we won't have to want for anything, because when we begin to put our trust in God and know who he really is and know that he really does want to bless us, we can trust and know that if he said, if he lets us know that he is our shepherd, and we don't have to want for anything, then we won't have to want for anything. We can go to him and ask God and trust God and believe, and these things will come to pass for us. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to know that. And then it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still waters. He blesses me. You know, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." If we're led out of the paths of righteousness, it's no telling what might happen to us. Then we don't have God's protection. We have his love always. That will never end. But we also want to have his protection too. We also want him to lead us. Praise God. Because if he leads us, we're going to be on the right path. Amen. All right, so now let's go to John 10 and verse 10. And it says, let's see, 1 second. Okay, let's read this. It says, let's read the ninth verse. It says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Praise God. Verse 10, we need to also take this in. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So here we see God wants to bless us in abundance. The thief that we're talking about is Satan. Now Satan came for the reason to kill, steal, and destroy us. But God did not. God, now listen at this, the 11th verse. Says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep." Now, that's not the kind of shepherd we want. So we don't want to fall into the hands of that kind of situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one that does not care. They may call themselves a shepherd, but they're really not caring about the sheep, okay? You see what it says? When the wolf comes, that shepherd will leave the sheep and flee, and then the wolf catches them. So in other words, they're not protected, okay? So we don't want to find ourselves under a hireling, under someone that's claiming to be your shepherd, claiming to be watching over you, watching over your life, guarding your life, teaching you, helping you to stay on the right path, and giving you the word of God, building you up, strengthening you, then that's not the right shepherd. Look at verse 14. It says, "I am the good shepherd. and know my sheep and am known of mine. In other words, you know, he's saying that his sheep know him and he knows them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if we really know God, we can't be fooled. So it behooves us to really know him, to know all about him, because he is our protector. He does watch over us. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, as the Father knoweth me, even so now know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. All right, we know Jesus laid down his life for us, but he picked it back up again, didn't he? On the third day, and he's living today. And because he lives, we're living also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to, I'm going to talk just a little bit more, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook and for whatever comments others may have or she may have. Okay, let's go to the 8th chapter and the 36th verse. And it says, nope, that's not it. I'm sorry. Okay, I was on the ninth chapter. Okay, the 8th chapter and the 36th verse says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Praise God. So we want to really, check that out. We want to make sure that, you know, in our prospering, that we look at it God's way. Because we can prosper in many different ways, but, you know, we don't want to gain everything that we can have and then lose our own soul.
Amen.
So if we don't really know God, then that can happen. All right? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. So let's go see what Matthew, the 16th chapter says, and the 26th verse. Matthew 16 and 26. Okay. Okay, I'm going to start with the 24th verse because I think I should. It says, this is what Jesus was speaking to his disciples and at this time, and he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. All right, I'm going to explain that a little bit. When we come to Jesus, we need to deny ourselves. That means put aside ourselves, okay? The things that have been so important to us, you know, the more we get close to God, the less they are important to us. And so we can put ourselves aside, the things that we bear, hallelujah. We can take those things, praise God, and follow Jesus. Jesus will take care of our every problem, our every situation, our every circumstance. No matter what we're going through, no matter what's still going on in our lives, if we follow him, denying ourselves, denying the stuff that we thought was so important to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our lives will be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to really make sure that we're following Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we don't get sidetracked, that we don't go back to doing the things that we used to do before we accepted him into our lives. Praise God. In the pardoning of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's go to I'm almost done. I would like to read 3 John 1 and 2. Okay, it says here, and we many of us know this scripture. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the 3rd epistle of John, the apostle. Okay. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." So, you know, we see God really does want us to prosper. He really does in every way, in every way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying here in the scriptures that he wishes that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Now, that's our soul that needs to be made fat, okay? So when we come to know Jesus Christ and we begin to work on ourselves or allow him to work on us, or allow someone to teach us, then our soul is made fat, okay? So our soul is prospering spiritually. And so he wants us to prosper in every other area of our lives as well, okay? So I wanted to put that out there. He also said in Psalm 34, if we, I'll get it in a minute. anyway, he lets us know that he'll go even beyond blessing us. Okay, he will give us things he'll give us the things that we desire. He'll give us the desires of our heart. If we delight ourselves in him, he will do that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will have some things that are fancy. We will have some things that are nice. We will have nice homes, nice cars to live in, good food to eat, and all of these nice things. God wants us to have all of that and to enjoy all of that. But we must delight ourselves in him, and that means that we must please God in the way we live our lives. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave you with that and turn it over to Bishop Shirley and Cook. God bless you.
Amen.
All. I hope you got something out of it.
Oh, hallelujah. They should have, because what I got out of it was this. It does you no good to walk around looking all prosperous on the outside when you're spiritually bankrupt on the inside. The most important scripture to me that you shared tonight was, may we prosper as our souls prosper. Because the more that we get into a relationship with the Lord Jesus, the more we come to know him, the more we come to appreciate not just what he does. You know, we're not just seeking his hands, but who he really is. You know, and like you said, our souls will get fat. You know, our prayer lives will be fat. You know what I mean? We should be so many people today, especially servant leaders. You know, they want to prosper. They want the title of entitlement, instead of understanding that we're dealing with a position of service. Hallelujah. We've all been called and gifted and talented to do something, to
yes.
draw the lost.
Yes.
And if we're not doing that, then we won't prosper. Because, see, a
Amen.
Lot of people want to prosper, but they don't want to do the work. Hallelujah. Now, that's my 2 cents worth. We got to be prepared to go out in love and humility and to do the work that God called us to do. And then as our we bring our brothers and sisters into the fold, then we prosper. As we help another woman or another man up, then we prosper. When we share our testimony, hallelujah, we might prevent somebody from committing suicide, then we prosper. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I know we've got some all nation, but you know me, you get me stirred up all the time. We have these conversations all the time. So, but I praise God. Hallelujah. But I know that we have some all nation saints up in the house, and if anybody else that's sitting in the studio wants to make a comment, if you want to put your praise on it, please feel free. All you need to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. But I do see some of my regular family up in here. There's also family members of Spirit Alive. I do see, hallelujah, I see Minister Gladys, and I see Evangelist Horton, and we will get to you. But first, let's speak with area code 510, last 4 digits, 9646. Good evening. God bless you. You're in the studio.
Good evening, Pastor Cook and Pastor Zeta. This is Melanie. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Amen.
Blessed. Amen, Sister
Praise
Melanie.
God.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Your word, that word was right on time for me because the enemy wants to try to snatch us up out of when God is bringing a blessing to us and get us sidetracked. But we have to stay focused and stay in the word and stay with the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit
speaks.
Yes, ma'am. Listen. Listen.
Okay.
Because he's
going to
tell you exactly what is going on.
He knows best.
And stay focused. Trust in the Lord.
Yes. Say that, little
because
sister.
Because he's going to guide you.
Amen.
He's going to guide you in the right way in his will. He will
provide
for
you. Say that.
Just listen, trust him, and obey.
Hallelujah. Watch
your heart.
Amen.
Yes.
And watch yourself prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good right there. That was good.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Just absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
All right now, you know I got to bring my sister on up in here, Evangelist Kathy Horton. Come on. I know you got a word. I know you got a praise. Come on. Put a praise on it.
Praise the Lord, family. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, sis.
God bless the message and God bless the messenger.
Just let me know, we got to get our priorities straight, don't we?
You better say that.
Yes.
We got to put the right things first. Like what you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And his righteousness.
All, but all things shall
come
be
added on, sis.
Yes.
Come on up in here.
See, that's what we have to do. We're trying to put the cart before
yes,
the
horse.
Yes, ma'am. No, we got to
that's
do what
right.
the Lord say do. The word tells us to trust
that's right.
in the Lord with all our heart and lean not upon our own understanding.
Yes.
It's
come on, come on, come on, come on.
Him and he shall direct your path.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Direct me, Lord.
First.
You know,
once you, do
you
that,
better say that.
Once you do that, then he's going to bless you. Because she clearly said, beloved, I wish above all
prosper.
Things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Now, when your soul prospers, that means you're going to put God first.
That's
then
right,
everything
always.
Else is going to fall in line.
Now.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
That's what
Thank
the Lord
you, Jesus.
Man. That's what that's, if
Thank
we just, there are steps that we can take that we cannot lose. And that is
Amen.
Just obey God. Just obey
Come
God.
On,
Quit on understanding
yes.
I'm human
yes.
too when you're trying to figure it out and get things done. But there's no greater way than get it done than through God. Has he ever been
right.
saved?
Nope.
Have you?
Not never.
No.
All the time. I think I trust
well,
God's
go.
Report. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
That's right. Let it go and let God. Trust God, because I guarantee you.
Yes.
I guarantee, based on the word, you shall be blessed. God bless you, my dear.
Yes.
Amen.
So God bless
Amen.
You, sis. I love you. God bless you. All
love
right,
you
Minister
too.
Gladys, would you like to put a praise on it, beloved? Okay, we gonna keep it moving.
I just
right
wanna thank.
Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
I just wanna thank God for this evening. I really got in a whole lot late this evening, but I just thank God for even just being here. Taking this time.
Amen.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
All right. That's all
Amen.
Right.
That's good because you're moving.
That's it. That's
Amen.
All. You know, it don't matter. You got, look, when you got here, you got in what you needed. Amen. We're going to go to
Amen.
Area code 510, last four digits, 5950. God bless you and welcome to the studio.
Hi, God bless. This is Sister Diane Miller-Williams calling. I thank God for
that. Hallelujah. Good evening.
All the words,
thank
and I shall just be up in prayer concerning the things that I'm going through with the attorney. Thank you.
Yes, we've never stopped praying. We pray. See, let me explain something to you around here, beloved. We pray expecting God to move, and two, we pray until something happens. So
Amen.
Until you come back with the praise report, then we will keep you and your issues on the altar because
Amen.
That's the way we love our brothers and sisters here at Spirit
Amen.
Alive. Hallelujah. So I just want to
Thank
praise
you.
God for all of the beautiful sisters that was here tonight. I want to thank you that are listening in the chat room and listen. If there's any one of you sitting out there listening today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, then let me tell you something. You, beloved, will never prosper because you're not connected to the source. So, but you know what? We have good news, all of us, Apostle Zeta, Evangelist Kathy, Minister Gladys, Evangelist Melissa,
Sister Melanie, Sister Diane,
all of us want you to know
yeah.
that you don't have to leave this broadcast the way you came in.
Amen.
We have good news.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus
Amen.
Is calling you right now. You don't have to fix yourself up. You don't have to wait and get all dressed up to go to a church, but you just need to drop to your knees and bow your heart and sincerely give your life to Christ by confessing your sin. And it is as easy as saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. For
Amen.
I believe that you are the Son of the living God. You heard what Apostle Zeta said, the living God. And then you
yes.
can go on to say, all that I am and that I ever hope to be, Lord, I will commit unto thee. Come into my life and save me. Rescue me for your name's sake. And I pray it all in your holy and righteous name. Amen. And if you
Amen.
Just said that prayer, on behalf of the host and facilitator of this program, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and myself as the head of this network, and all our sisters that are present here tonight, we would just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of God. Now, earlier you heard Apostle Zeta say the way that we prosper is by being in the Word of God. That's how we get to
yes.
know him. That's how we get to,
yes.
to live. That's how we hear the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can't
yes.
tell us anything unless it's from God. So we've got to listen to that Holy Spirit, like Sister Melanie said. You know, we've got to be in the Word. We've got to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the things of God. And then we've got to pray according to the Word of God. And then we've got to trust God. We've got to believe God and so much so that we obey God without question, without argument, without reasoning. We need to be that servant that says, "Speak, Lord, thy servant is listening."
Hallelujah.
And we just need to go out and do what he has said. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to look better than the next person, do it better than the next person. We just need to do what God has told us to do with love and humility to the best of our ability at all times. Amen?
Amen.
So we would just truly like to thank all of you for listening. All of you in the chat room, I saw you. Thank you, young people. You're always faithful to gather in the chat room. But you know what? We're glad you're there. Hallelujah. I want to thank all the beautiful sisters, the phenomenal women of God that showed up tonight to support and to study with Apostle Zeta. And, of course, Apostle Zeta, Mother Apostle, I truly want to thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
for the wonderful job that you did. So on behalf of all of us, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household of faith and our family to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful sisters. God bless you. Thank you, Mother Apostle. I love you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love
Good
you
night.
All, too, and
Good
God bless you.
Good night. God bless
God
you.
Bless
my family
you.
That was on. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. God bless you all.
Thank you.